Our guest in the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Professor of Economics, Dr. Dale Funderburk. Dale, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, some really good news in the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal here in the past few days, and I guess KETR too, that Commerce has announced, the Economic Development Group in Commerce has announced that a new industry called KLZ Stone Group is coming to Commerce. New industry.
Yes, it is. And in fact, we'll be involved in manufacturing there, which is a little bit counter to the national trend of recent years. Commerce, we have to give ourselves high marks for that.
Right, because there's it seems like, and this is the lament of a lot of the candidates running for president, that we've lost our manufacturing base, lost so many jobs over the past 20 years or so. But here's an example where that's not so.
Without doubt, manufacturing has taken a hit in this country in recent years. In fact, some would say that's almost an endangered species in terms of workforce. And as well as it's counter to the trend, you really get bang for buck in manufacturing.
How so?
Well, one is that you're talking about bringing in dollars from outside. And when you look at economic impact on an industry, if you can bring in those outside dollars, which otherwise would not have come into the area, that's a strong plus.
Mm-hmm. Both outside of the state and outside of the country.
Absolutely. And in fact, an important part of this, you talk about the national conversation. I worry some when I hear a protectionist tone so often to it. Mm-hmm. But with this new firm, for example, they'd be bringing in the raw materials from outside the country, but doing the manufacturing and selling here. So we need to make sure that we have that free trade to maintain the diversity and health of our economy.
Mm-hmm. It's the KLZ Stone Group. Again, they'd be located on Highway 11 to the east of town out in the industrial park, building a 57,000 square foot building, a new building that they are constructing, and employ up to 50 people within the next few years.
Yeah, within the first few years there, that 50 people there. And again, that's a direct benefit. And then you get the spillover benefits from that. So as I say, a strong net positive.
They will be cutting and polishing slabs, I guess, of granite.
Yes, but those will be brought into the country
right
from quarries outside. And that's why I make the pitch, we need to make sure we're not too protectionist there, because that becomes a double-edged sword.
First, the plant, the first of its kind in the U.S., they say. That's exciting. And the city got, or the economic development folks got, a $750,000 grant from the Texas Department of Agriculture for infrastructure needs.
Yes, for developing this. Like I say, can it be interpreted only as good news?
That's about the best news for Commerce in a while, don't you think?
It is. As we discussed earlier, we have had some increases in manufacturing here, which, again, is very beneficial.
We're talking with Dr. Dale Funderburk, who is A&M Commerce Professor of Economics. Yeah, the Polara Industries folks came in last year. They're a maker of traffic signals, so that was a nice get
yes,
for Commerce.
And again, as we're bucking, in a lot of ways, a national trend, and landing some manufacturing, that is exciting economic news.
Now, I showed you an article had to do with Robert Kaplan, who's the Dallas Federal Reserve chairman. And he was, actually speaking in Houston, but had some thoughts on job outlook for young people that you think relates to all of this.
Yeah, what I found really interesting, Kaplan is, again, the new president of the Dallas Fed. He's only been in Texas about 6 months, so still kind of learning the ropes of the Texas economy. But one of the things which he points out is that we do have a great deal of diversity, but we are a heavy exporter state, and that we have to protect that. Now, a couple of the areas that he mentions there is that for the new economy, as we've had a decline in oil especially, tech areas and areas such as healthcare. That we've got to really expand those, and those are real opportunities for new graduates.
Mm-hmm. But the exports, again, this the new plant in Commerce, the KLZ Stone plant, that will really contribute to that export aspect.
Absolutely. And two things that I would say very much tie into the national economy there. One, the thing of regulation, as I say, we want to make sure we take care of health and safety needs, but we don't want to kill new industries by burdening them overly with regulation. And the other thing is that we don't want to get too carried away with protectionism so that we don't allow them to expand those markets.
Dale, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Been my pleasure.
Dale Funderburk, A&M Commerce Professor of Economics, and you're starting today with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.